Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. This Friday's reflection is inspired by the words of Aristotle. Happiness depends on ourselves. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining me for this week's Friday Reflection. I really like the words of Aristotle that happiness depends on ourselves. And I know sometimes in different situations, it is very hard to see the happiness. It's very hard to find. So what I would like to do today is I want to look at the guests that we had this week. I also want to look at a personal experience of my own. And then I'm going to give you a task, something to do that should help you acknowledge and recognize the happiness that is in your life in order for you to raise your energy level. So let's start with Monday's guest. On Monday, we had somebody by the name of Chris Nordhaus. He was on the show. And at first glance, Chris's story just seemed like a guy in love with his muscle car. I saw his story as so much more than that, though. I saw it as the epitome of what Motivate Me, the podcast, is all about. Yes, Chris is in love with his car. And I'm thinking that the next woman who comes along into his life, better at a minimum, like drives and road trips, possibly beer and some late nights. Laughing, too, is probably high on the priority list since Chris's nickname now is Permagrin. I think that alone is so awesome and so telling. But what really, truly moved me about what Chris had to say is that anyone with any interest can completely turn their life around by simply getting involved in something new. With his rediscovered passion, he discovered new friends. He has dates penciled in on his calendar that were blank before, and he doesn't have to worry about the his friends, her friends issue that often comes with divorce. I get teary right now just thinking about it, just thinking that in his darkest moment, he thought there was nothing more to his life. And then I get filled with happiness at how he turned it all around and at how much hope that gives everyone else out there that life can and will get better from heartbreak of any kind. The best part in doing all of this is that he found a passion he can share with his sons. That's huge, especially because they're a family who's dealing with divorce. Now, Chris could have very easily decided to wallow in his victim energy. He didn't know the divorce was coming. He wasn't happy about it. He was really down in a very dark place. He could have stayed there, but he didn't. And that's exactly what Aristotle means when he says, happiness depends upon ourselves. Chris made a conscious decision. He made a decision to take control of his life and to be happy again. I have to tell you something. Chris makes me want to go buy a Camaro. Don't tell poor John, though, because I just surprised him with a puppy. So let's look at Tuesday. On Tuesday, we switched gears and we had adoption coach Laura Perry on the show. Wow, Laura has amazing strength. I thought Laura's passion was really unique. You know, it's very specific. Her ultimate goal is to help families who have taken part in international adoption and later discovered that their children have suffered trauma from their experience. While speaking with Laura later that week, something happened for me. I confided in tears that I had been thinking about the family she works with because on a much smaller scale, I was struggling with my puppy, and I was disappointed in the way my relationship was going with this puppy. This beautiful little dog, and I mean beautiful, had taken nipping, you know, like nipping, to a rabid dog status. I mean psycho crazy. And I was devastated by it because here I was expecting and needing love, and I was getting what I felt like was an emotional disconnect. So Laura jumped into coach mode for me, and with a very understanding and knowledgeable and confident hand, she guided me towards finding the right people to help my puppy work through her issues. I know that puppies are not children, but they are family members, and I had very high hopes of being loved by her because, as you all know, I had to put my other dog down at the end of July, and Olive, my puppy, just couldn't give me what I needed at the time. But I am happy to say that we're doing much better today. And there was a silver lining. The silver lining is that poor John had every opportunity to shun me and Olive because he didn't sign up for this. He didn't want a puppy. But this experience ended up being one more opportunity for him to show us how truly good he is. He was so supportive for me and so gentle and so kind. And it was so very touching, and it was just one more time I will never forget. I have to tell you that when it came to this, I had bouts of feelings, should I bring her back? She could live for 16 years. And I said, how am I going to do this for 16 years? And I was worried because I had a very small window of time to decide, does this little tiny 2.4 puppy have little dog syndrome? I couldn't help but think about Laura and the decisions she's had to make in the past, as well as all of the families that she is affiliated with. What a serious lifelong decision and commitment. It really gave me strength to know that people are out there making these difficult decisions, and it really made me think about happiness. If you listen to the interview, you really hear Laura's energy level shift when she talks about her daughter and how she says it's her job to bring her awesomeness out. Man, I just think that is so beautiful. On Wednesday, I just thought it was time to lighten things up. So we got a visit from Val McTavish and Tim Wahlberg from the podcast Be More Spontaneous. Now that's a topic I am super passionate about. I love spontaneity. Just talking about it makes me wish I could do something spontaneous right now. If you could do something really spontaneous right now, what would it be? I'm pretty sure I would just jump into the car and head to the beach. But I learned something from their show that will stay with me forever. People, they say, need to flex their spontaneity muscle. That makes perfect sense to me. That if you're used to making small spontaneous decisions, the bigger ones come easier. And because you have all this great history, when these big decisions do come your way, you have confidence in your decisions. I personally wonder if being spontaneous is innate. Is it something you're born with, or is it something that you've learned? Is it something people model for you? This is an excellent topic to bring up in our private Facebook group, Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. If you're not a part of that group, I want to know why. I want to know if you're spontaneous. I want to hear some of your funny stories. I will love it. Anyway, the last idea I want to add is about being spontaneous in the workplace. I have to say that I know some people who are masters at this. It could be just playing a good-natured joke on someone, like posting an old picture by the copier of someone who's been with the company for 25 years, or passing something funny around the work mailboxes. And I was always so focused at work that I wasn't good at that. I wasn't good at being spontaneous there unless somebody else started it. But I will say this, it sure did make the day a lot more fun. It made it more memorable. And you know what? Being a part of a good-natured gag like that, in some crazy way, it can make you feel liked, you know, and it can make you feel included. Something Val and Tim talk about is the fact that just because you are spontaneous doesn't mean that your spontaneity is not planned. And what they mean by that is you can keep a bag of all the materials you'll need in your trunk to do something spontaneous. You can say, I'm going to do something spontaneous for an hour during my work lunch. So you are planning your spontaneous moments, but what you do is where the spontaneity comes in. Now, everything that they talked about, being spontaneous in general, to me, Aristotle would be proud. They are taking their happiness into their own hands. Let's move on. Thursday, I had so much fun talking about being spontaneous on Wednesday that I thought we needed to follow that up with some general ideas that help people put the fun back into their lives. To do this, I brought in the big guns, Deanna Serrato. Deanna, she just gets pure joy out of making everything an event. She came up with some great activities to do with your friends and your family. And what was most touching about what Deanna said is why this planning is a passion for her. Yes, she is creative, and this is a great creative outlet for her. But she also went into a heartfelt, detailed account about the importance of nurturing relationships, strengthening bonds, creating memories with the people that you love. And I think that we all need to visit the show notes for that episode, revisit the list of ideas mentioned on the show, and start planning. So tomorrow, September 19th, was supposed to be a special day for our family to enjoy the Point Pleasant Seafood Festival. It's become practice to get a room in Point Pleasant for the night and enjoy the festivities and the beach community for the weekend. I can't go this year because of a coaching obligation, and I'm really going to miss it. And of course, the weather is always beautiful that day. So I do think that it's really important, as busy as we all are, to schedule at least one really fun yearly activity that can become a family tradition. So my suggestion is for you guys to get on that. All right, Friday. That's today. So just taking in the discoveries that were made this week and reminding myself of the accomplishments of our podcast for the week. That's what I've been doing today. We broke our record for the most downloads of the show in one day, and we did that twice this week. That was super, super exciting. We're also still on the iTunes New and Noteworthy list. Last I checked, we were 42nd overall. We were third in business, second in health, and fifth in society and culture. So if you go on that iTunes New and Noteworthy list, look for Motivate Me with Lynette Renda. You should see us there. This list is an ever-fluctuating list. It's constantly being updated. And it's based on the number of downloads you have, the number of people who subscribe to your show, and the number of listener reviews that are left for you on iTunes. And I remember, I think it was my very first Friday Reflection, I talked a lot about those reviews and about just, you know, my insecurities getting started in this. I have to tell you guys, I am having so much fun. I still don't have a lot of reviews from my friends and family, but I'm realizing that they really just don't know how to find the reviews and how to leave a review. I wish that process was a little easier for everybody, but that's okay. I know they're listening. They're telling me that they're listening. They're talking to me about my guests, and a lot of my friends and family are in the private group, and it's just been so much fun to kind of spread positivity, to let my true self show more, because I kept a lot of this, I think, to myself and not even realizing it. So that's been awesome. We do have a good amount of reviews, though, and a couple of them really had me smiling. So I thought that I would share two of them with you today. The first one is review number 61 on the list, in case you were looking for it. And this one made me feel amazing because all I want is to help people enhance their lives. And this tells me that at least this one person feels that way. So their name is actually, I don't know how to pronounce it, Grow Hyatt. Grohiit. And I'm going to read that to you now. It's a 5-star review and it's titled, "Everyone Needs to Hear Your Show!" Exclamation point. So this person writes, "Lynette, your show is like a breath of fresh air. Somewhere along the lines, we fell into the notion that we have to have jobs and our dreams and passions were relegated to casual hobbies. Your recent episode with Suzanne Jackson ignited that spark, and I came to the realization that no matter how secure or well-paying my job is, if I'm not exploring or following my dreams, then personal fulfillment is something that will just turn into a regret, and that's not living. Thank you, and I eagerly await the next episode." How awesome is that? The second one is special to me because it was written by my niece, Michaela. And it's review number 73 if you're looking for it. And this is really special because Michaela lives in Iowa, so I don't get to see her much, and she just started sixth grade. And it feels awesome, you know, that she and I can connect in this way and that she's taking time out of her life to see what her crazy Aunt Lynette is up to way out here in New Jersey. So here's the little message that my niece, Michaela, left me. It's titled, "You Are Awesome." And she gave me 5-star review. "I love listening to your podcast. You are doing a really good job. Keep it up." Michaela, thank you for listening. Thank you for leaving me a review. Aunt Lynette loves you. I think you can see here where I chose to find the happiness in my week this week. And yes, it was from some of these amazing reviews. So thank you for those of you who gave me reviews. And thank you to everybody else who's been just reaching out to me in other ways and keeping me motivated. And when I say you motivate me, and I'm Lynette Renda at the end of each of my shows, I mean that. And I mean it wholeheartedly. So let's look at all 5 days of this week. Chris found happiness in the old car in his garage. Laura finds hers every day in the small successes of her daughter. Val and Tim find it in the spontaneous moments in life. Deanna finds it in the smiling faces of her friends and family. And I find it in my time with you. But there's something I know that many of you may not. Even on the days that you feel stuck in your rut, the days when your job is bringing you down, and the times you feel the struggle, you have things to appreciate and be happy about, even though you may not realize it. I'm going to give you a task to do, and that task is going to help raise your energy level. Do you hear Olive in the background? Hi, Olive. Olive. Okay, so let's call this your lucky me list. And you can do this on a piece of paper or you can do this in your phone. But you're simply going to number 1, 2, and 3. So you can put that on a piece of paper or you can type that in the notes section on your phone. You need to start this about 2 hours into your day. And you're simply going to write in each spot what happened to you that morning that you have to be grateful for. So here's an example, because they don't have to be big things. Number 1, my alarm clock woke me up on time. That's always nice. Number 2, I had time for breakfast. Number 3, I got a kiss goodbye from my husband. Now, as the day goes on, when something happens that makes you happy, you're going to rewrite the list, putting the new event in the old one's place. Let's say that a friend brought you your favorite coffee. Your list may then say, number 1, Sally brought me a coffee. 2, I had time for breakfast. 3, I got a kiss goodbye from my husband. How will this raise your energy level? Because I promise you, this really could raise your energy level through the roof. Well, at the end of the day, you're going to have a long list to look at. And I believe that you're going to be very surprised at how many happy moments you have in your life. Because we're talking so much about being happy, I'd like to read you yesterday's blog entry. The inspirational quote for Deanna Serrato's episode is this: "We didn't realize we were making memories. We just knew we were having fun." And my message to you listeners was this: are you the type of person who scours social media to see what everyone else is doing because you don't have plans of your own? The kind of person who dreads Fridays in the office because you know everyone will be talking about the weekend, counting down the minutes to freedom? And Mondays are even worse because they've brought pictures for proof that they insist you gawk at. Sometimes it is of them and their families, and others, it's them and their coworkers, your coworkers. I think it is fair to say that the majority of us have been there, feeling left out, alone, not liked, unseen. I despise this word, but it's appropriate here. It sucks. You probably know why your life is in the state it is, and it probably didn't happen overnight. It may have even always been this way. But is this the way you want it? Because it doesn't have to stay this way. If it is, you can stop reading and embrace the solitude. No judgment here. However, if this is not what you want, let today's episode lead you to the light, child. The thing is, unless you reach out, unless you make plans, unless you do some planning, there is a very good chance your life will remain the way it is. And a little tough love here, but there is no one to blame but you. You need to let go of any victim energy, poor me attitude, with which you've been buffering yourself. While that works for a little while, people get tired of feeling responsible for your good time. And like anything else in life, you will need to reciprocate. How do you reciprocate? You make the phone call and ask if they'd like to meet for dinner, a drink, coffee, lunch, or breakfast. You ask them if they'd like to see a concert, a show, a movie, a play. You invite them to a party, a park, the beach, snow tubing. Don't have any friends? Go where people are and make some. Join a club, a sport, a group, get a hobby, a pet, a new interest. And get ready to put yourself out there, to be approachable, be flexible, non-judgmental. Because the reality is, having friends is not a marriage. You don't have to live with them or touch them or agree with everything they say or be like them. You just have to appreciate them and respect them and be fair and honest to them. You can do this. Go make friends. Go make bonds. Go make memories. That was your go-do. You motivate me, and I'm Lynette Rendon.